It's a musical weekend here at Tallahassee Talks. Thanks for joining us. We're going to have Taller Trees performing live here in the second hour. You're going to love these guys. Brett Wellman's with me in the first hour. Stone Cold Blues Band they are. And the host of Live from the BBC. We're going to talk about that, so stay with me.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Brought to you by Widden Glass, Tallahassee's first name in glass for your home or office. Merrymaids, call Merrymaids. Relax, and it's done. And by Chelsea Salon and Spa, Tallahassee's largest Aveda lifestyle spa and salon since 1979.
In 1945, Jack Widden started a glass company in Tallahassee. Now, over 70 years and three generations later, it's still working every day, doing just as Jack wanted, giving his customers real solutions for replacing window glass, providing custom cut mirrors, and supplying superior bath and shower enclosures. Local building contractors know Widden Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. They prefer Widden because of their precision and mastery of eye-catching storefront glass and countertop glass. It's a fact. When you choose Widden Glass, you're working with real glass people who will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. It's what Jack Widden wanted, and it's been the Widden way of doing business for over 70 years. Widden Glass, Tallahassee's first family in glass since 1945. Call Widden Glass today or visit them online, 850-222-5781 or widdenglass.com.
So here we are again, my friend. Thanks for stopping by. Hope you've got something enjoyable to drink, perhaps, and, you know, wherever you may be at the moment. If you're listening on Moose Magnificat, well, man, that's totally cool with us. Moose is the bomb. It's all local musicians playing their original songs. Maybe you're listening on the app that you downloaded. It's free. And it's ad-free. That's cool. Hard to come by these days. Everything you do online, somebody is sticking their ad in your face. Oh, man. And there's such a pushback on that. If some ad rep has tried to convince you that you just need to be all over Google, Facebook ads, stop for a minute. Hang on. Consumers are really pushing back on that stuff. So, and, you know, I talk to clients of ours all the time, you know, that we have four companies here. Alcom Corporation has a ad agency called Capstan. And those are folks, the clients of Capstan look to us for marketing direction and advertising plans and media buying, all that stuff, PR. But the research is showing a lot of pushback among consumers when it comes to invasive advertising. And it's not that we expect everything for free, although we'd like to get it if we can. There comes a point at which you've kind of crossed over. And some of these websites are more problematic than others, perhaps. But my goodness, you can't go searching for something online and then not have 16 ads popping up in your feed about that thing. Well, it's the world we live in. So I'm happy to say to you that the Moose app is free and it's ad-free. So you can download from your iPhone. You go to, of course, the iStore or something. Isn't that right, Carl? Anyway, you know how to do it. See, I don't have an iPhone, so that's the thing. But you go to your iPhone store, and you want to put in Moose Magnificat Radio. Got to have the radio in there. So Moose Magnificat Radio, that's how you download the iPhone app. If you go to Android side, if you go to Google Play, all you got to do is Moose Magnificat, download that app, and the fidelity is remarkable. Of course, depending on the phone you happen to have. And as always, you can listen on your laptop or your tablet, PC. If you go to the website, there's a player there for you, moosemagnificat.com. And there is as well on that website some of the artists that we are pleased to be able to bring you. Everybody from, Randy Webster and Scotty Barnhart to Belle and the Band and Sarah Mack. Tallahassee's Cavalcade of Stars. Great lineup. Great music. One of those guys is here today. Brett Wellman, Stone Cold Blues Band. And he's got a new gig he's doing with Moose Magnificat. He is hosting the live broadcast of the Bradfordville Blues Club. And to their credit, Gary and Kim Antone, they have created for Tallahassee this nifty, I would say, unduplicated, certainly, a contribution to the music scene that they have been absolutely dedicated to, faithful about over the many years of obstacles and falling trees and all kinds of stuff. They're there, and they create such a good environment. It's a neat little venue. I would consider it more of a listening room, you know, than the nightclub kind of environment. It really is a very intimate affair. I think the room itself will hold up to maybe 100 people, but on a given night, you're there with, 50 to 75 people in the room, and man, what a treat. And so it goes. Brett Wellman hosting that broadcast 9 o'clock Saturday nights from 9 to 10:30. Basically, he brings us the first set for the given show of the evening. All to your betterment, my friend. And that's kind of why we decided to take today's show, highlight those things that are musically related. The music scene as it is in Tallahassee is ripe with talent. Brett's a good example of that. We'll talk with him about his career and this band that now has a lot of legs, a lot of people really grooving on the Stone Cold Blues Band. And if you haven't done this, we'll talk with him about it. This Thursday night gig that he does regularly. Every Thursday night he's up there at Dreamland Barbecue. If you don't know where that is, well, where you been? But it's at the center of Tallahassee. Let's talk about some other good things going on around town. Bring you this news. This is next Saturday, August 3rd from 11 to 1. The good folks at Frenchtown Farmers Market, they have an event from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. next Saturday. Hurricane Disaster Preparedness. Leon County Emergency Team will be there with Disaster Survival Guide. And they'll have some giveaways and buckets and stuff. Purpose of the event, of course, to help you and I better prepare ourselves for severe weather, particularly during this hurricane season. And that's a good thing, courtesy of Leon County, Kevin Peters and company. You know, we've done our part there. We have a promotion we call Prepared with a website, TallahasseePrepared.com. You've heard me talk about it. And Nancy Dignon, who will be with me here in just a moment, she has another installment of My Weather View for you. Well, she's our official spokesperson for the entire campaign. Hurricane season is what it is, and it's vital that we pay attention. And then there is the rest of the year. So when we created TallahasseePrepared.com, we said, okay, let's include all of the other kinds of severe weather that we deal with year in and year out, in this part of the country especially. So it's there for you, and
with this event coming up next Saturday there at the Frenchtown Marketplace, be a good way for you to jump in if you haven't already plugged into some of the stuff that the county is doing. That's a great opportunity. We'll continue to bring you more news about Frenchtown Marketplace. That place is happening, man. They are, and they got a festival coming up this fall, and we'll probably get Jim Bellamy to come back and talk to us about that. Boxers Dance with Destiny, another thing happening, and that's actually today. It's the 10th annual. This is at the Lincoln Center Boxing Club. So this is an event that's going on over there at Lincoln Center. Victory is My Destiny boxing event. And that's all happening today. So check it out, folks. You stay with me. I've got Nancy Dignan here. We'll be right back.
The devastation is unparalleled in our history. The massive damage, displacement, and loss of life are staggering. The recovery will be long and painful. Hurricane Michael has left its mark with us forever. Through it all, the remarkable devotion of utility service personnel, emergency management leaders, law enforcement and first responders, community relief organizations, and the hundreds of volunteers bringing aid and comfort to thousands of people here and across the region has been nothing less than heroic. It's hard to know how to express our gratitude, but right here, right now, this is our heartfelt word of thanks to all of you, our heroes, the men and women who have stepped up and remain determined to win this fight, and no doubt will go on caring and serving. Thank you. From Sellers Tile on Capitol Circle Northeast, quality tile, carpet, hardwood flooring, mosaics, ceramic, and vinyl solutions. Call 656-8453 or online at sellerstile.com.
Hi, I'm Melissa Bruner, and you're listening to Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Well, it's time for us to introduce to you the very astute, very popular Nancy Dignan, meteorologist, educator, weathercaster, longtime friend of this town. Many of you know her because of her weather broadcasting over the years and teaches out there at TCC. A meteorologist of some achievement, I would say, and our good friend, and an honor to have her as our spokesperson for this year's Tallahassee Prepared campaign. Prepared is all about knowing that every day is another challenge in dealing with high heat, high humidity, freezing temperatures, even hailstorms. Yes, we've had those. Ice. The torrential downpour. Were you here in Tallahassee this week? Holy smokes, man. Flash floods, thunderstorms, lightning capital of the Big Bend. Right. Severe weather is a year-round thing. Oh, yes, and when the hurricanes are about us during hurricane season, yeah, things get even more critical. But my goodness, power outages, the tree limbs that drop, knock the power out. How are you going to deal with that if you've got somebody on dialysis there at your house? Right. How are you going to take care of the loss of utilities when the power goes out? You don't have any fresh water because, oh yeah, that's right, you're on a well. So the pump's not working. Yeah. Okay. This is a good thing for you. TallahasseePrepared.com is the website, and it's all being brought to you by the good sponsors, the businesses who are bringing this to you, and our presenting sponsor for another year, Plylox Hurricane Clips. These people are amazing. And the product is even more impressive. Plylox Hurricane Clips are a nifty, ingenious creation. Simple device that allows you to take a sheet of plywood cut to the size of the window space, whatever those dimensions are, and then you use the clips to press the plywood up against your window, and the clips hold it in place until it's time for it to come down. It's easy to remove.
And you don't have to drill holes in your house, and you don't have to worry about it scraping stuff up, making a problem there. And you keep them in the kitchen drawer there with your other tools and jazz, whatever. Whenever you need them, Plylocks. Check them out online, plylocks.com. They are the sponsor, presenting sponsor for Tallahassee Prepared. And it's, in fact, important that you visit the website, because you're going to find there all kinds of helpful information, all of it provided to us by those who are professionals, people who are tree folks and roofing folks. Is it roof or roof? A roof or a roof? Well, whatever. So those people who are expert in their various fields of practice, plumbing, electricians, it goes on, landscaping, all of that stuff. Yes, windows, glass. Guess what? Wooden Glass, one of our sponsors, is part of that promotion as well. Why? Well, because they know that it's important to make sure that you have at your disposal the information you need. More harm is done, in my opinion, by misinformation or disinformation. That is, oh no, you don't need to be prepared for severe weather. Come on. Mm-mm. Well, you know what? Our motto here is being prepared for severe weather is not a season, it's an attitude. When we've had an opportunity to talk with Kevin Peters at length, or our beloved fire chief, Jerome Gaines, they will say, folks, our biggest enemy is complacency. So we're not going to do that. TallahasseePrepared.com. Bringing you today's broadcast of another My Weather View with Nancy Dignon. Nancy?
Hi, I'm Nancy Dignon, and this is My Weather View for this week. I'd like to look back and talk about what was a hurricane, our first hurricane of the season, called Barry. Somebody asked me, why was Barry the first hurricane of the season? Remember, these things get named alphabetically, and there was actually an A storm. It was what they call a subtropical system. So previously they hadn't named them, but they included it. It was only a weak system. Again, tropical storm strength winds. Though it was a little bit cold in the center, so that was the A storm. And the B storm, of course, was Barry, and of course it intensified into a hurricane and Category 1 at landfall. So was it a warm-up for us? I think a lot of us were looking and thinking, you know, we had 3 years in a row where we in this area, Leon County, Wakulla County, our coastline, the Panhandle, were hit by something which was of substance. And kind of hoping that that wouldn't come our way. And all of the models actually handled it really well. They knew it would develop and, you know, it would teeter on the edge of being a strong tropical storm, more toward a minimal hurricane, but it would head over toward the Louisiana coastline. It's exactly where it went. New Orleans, they had done some of the repairs on the heels of Katrina from 2005. The levees held up. Of course, it was not as strong as what Katrina had done to them, but I think they were happy and thankful that everything worked out well for them. So it is a warm-up for us? I think so. I think a lot of us were thinking, okay, what should we do at this point? What should we buy? Where should we go kind of thing? And of course, as all of the consensus of the models kind of pointed more toward our west, I think a lot of us were breathing a sigh of relief. So at this point in the game, what do? We're in the middle of hurricane season. It started June 1st, and it won't end until the end of November, and that's all we can do. Watch, make sure that we know what we're going to do, have our plan ready and our supply. So as something may be headed closer to us, that's when you really have to have those conversations. Maybe it's a dinner table conversation. Maybe it's you sit around and you delegate. Okay, here's what I want Joe to do. Bob's going to do this. Sam's going to do that. Mary's going to do this. Everybody has a task. And this way, as it's delegated, people aren't in a panic. And that's the trick. You can't panic. You have to have a plan. You have to know what you're going to do, when you're going to do it, or if you're going to leave, when you're going to evacuate. And I think as long as you have your plan and ahead of time you've had that conversation, I think we feel a little bit better about being ready for the next possible hurricane that impacts us. This has been My Weather View for this week, and I'm Nancy Dignan.
Hi, I'm Josh, and this is an ad for Supersigns. We were going to do an ad that was funny or maybe really dramatic, you know, something clever, but that just didn't work. So I'm just going to tell you, Supersigns is great. I mean, they're really great. And it's not just me saying it. Lots of people posting and talking to their friends. Here's one. We are so happy with all our signs and banners by Supersigns. Highly recommend. Here's another. These guys are awesome. They run their business with great quality and service. Our lighted sign looks fantastic. I can't rave enough. Supersigns does the really big stuff, like outdoor lighted signs, vehicle wraps, wall murals, and all the banners, the yard signs, and indoor signs too. So for your business or your birthday party, Supersigns is your sign company. So that's it. That's our ad. Supersigns is great. I mean, really, really, really great. You should call them, 422-1883, or go to their website, yoursupersigns.com. How's that for clever?
More beauty, less bully. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
He is thought to be the hardest working musician in Tallahassee. He never rests, constantly performing. He is the leader of the band, the Stone Cold Blues Band, and the host of this exciting new show, live from the BBC on Moose Magnificat, comes to you every Saturday night. Our guest this morning, Mr. Brett Wellman. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Brian?
You look fresh and alive, considering you've had no sleep in, oh, I don't know, 3 days.
It's amazing what coffee does for
you. So you just keep going. You've got this really nifty gig going on over there at Dreamland.
I love it.
Barbecue. We're going to talk a little bit about that whole situation. I don't think it's an exaggeration, because every time I look at your Facebook calendar, you got at least two or three, four different things going on through the week. Everybody's calling you, wanting you guys to come play. What did I see? You were doing some gig coming up for,
Harley-Davidson.
Harley-Davidson mm-hmm. thing.
Bike night. Yep.
Tell us about Bike Night.
Oh, Bike Night's cool. It's something that motorcycle shops for years and years have done, and Harley-Davidson started up a couple years ago, and this will be our first time playing out there. It's going to be August 15th, and I want to thank Frank Jones. He's going to cover the blues jam for me.
Nice.
So that, because it's on a Thursday night,
right.
So I don't miss the jam very often, only two or three times a year, but Frank's going to cover me so I can go out there with my band and play. And I used to own a Harley myself, so it'll be fun to be around the rumbling engines and the smell of the oil.
That's kind of how it is. It's either I used to or I want to, right?
Well, honestly, I've had many motorcycles through the years. I got rid of them because it got to a point where I was playing so much. Number one, I hardly have time to ride it. But number two, it got to the point where every time I went out on the motorcycle, I didn't worry about my head or my legs or anything. I thought, man, if I go down on this bike and my fingers are under those handlebars,
you're out of
I'm
business.
Done.
That's right. You just become like a talking head at
that's
that
right.
point. Right? Here he is, Brett Wellman,
yeah,
without
that's
his
it.
Guitar. Talk about the band. How did Stone Cold Blues Band come about?
October 2011, I believe it was. Mm-hmm. Somebody asked us to. They were looking for a band to perform at a breast cancer awareness. Mm-hmm. Event in Southwood, and I was working at Music Lessons Express, which I ended up owning at the time. I was an employee,
right.
And they called up there and said, hey, we need a band to perform, and I said, sure, no problem, and I didn't have a band, so I called a buddy of mine that played bass and said...
We call that marketing.
Yeah. Or putting the horse before the cart, maybe,
yep,
but
right.
Yeah.
Fake it
or the cart before
it.
The horse, yeah. So I called up my buddy Mick and said, hey, you like blues and you play bass? Let's put a band together. And he's like, okay.
Like tomorrow.
Yeah, and I was like, well, we've got a gig coming up in 3 weeks.
What are you doing tonight?
That's right.
Wow.
But I'm kind of proud of it, because we started the band because of a charity event. You know, and so that's one of the things I've carried through with the band. We do at least 4 charity gigs a year.
Neat.
You know, I'm a strong believer in that you got to give back to the community that you're in. You can't just take.
Well, this community has, I would say, from my humble vantage point, embraced the band, you mm-hmm. and the band, for that reason. And I think because the music is just that good. So whenever I'm talking to somebody and I say, Well, you know, Brett Wellman, he's hosting this BBC live show now. Oh, yeah, yeah, Brett Wellman, right. So among those who are your fans, you have those who are just rabid. They are like
right.
way over the top. You know, they've got Brett, you know, tattooed on the shoulder.
Here we go.
I mean, so I'm just talking about what it means to take something that clearly was sort of spontaneous, but then there's the business of making that happen. There's a lot of wonderful tales of both, you know, nationally, internationally, and locally, where people had a great sound, great things going on, and all of a sudden they're like, ah, yeah, we're breaking up.
Right.
Thing.
Right.
This has not happened yet. You've been able to survive and push through. What's the key? Or are the keys?
To be flexible as the leader of the band. You got to be professional about it, too. I think a lot of bands break up because they don't treat it as something serious. My band, anybody that's ever been in my band, could have had a little bit of change of instrumentalists because of
personnel,
personnel because of, of different reasons.
Like any business, you're going to have people in and out.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
Rotate out.
That's right. Chris, the harmonica player, Chris Balding and I are the two original members. But, you know, when you run a band, it's got to be, to me, what holds it together is you have to have expectations that people have to thrive on, like goals. We have we have an annual business meeting as a band. Every single January, we get together at a restaurant. We have spreadsheets that shows all the gigs we've played for the previous year. All the gigs that we've played for all the years, so we can see an average of how many gigs per year, how much we get paid per gig, how many charity gigs we've done. So that equates to how much money basically we've donated back to the community.
Impressive.
We are a an LLC. We are a business entity. I have a payroll system that I pay the guys with, and I have goals for the guys, and I think that that's a huge piece of the puzzle in keeping people together, because they have to have a reason to keep staying, other than just showing up on a Friday night and drinking a few beers and playing some music real loud,
right.
You know, and at some point the creativity starts to go by the wayside. And you have to have goals for people, just like in a business. Anybody that's in a business, their manager is trying to drive them to have a couple more sales this month or reach, you know, attain whatever it is. And so I do the same thing with the band. And I think because of that, it creates interest, but also all four of us work on everybody else's goals together.
So there's you and Chris, and I want to stop there for a moment, because one of the telltale indications of success musically, I think, is when you have each individual player with comparable ability. You know, it just doesn't work if you've got one person who is really, really good and everybody else is just trying to
keep
get along.
Yeah.
Chris is a formidable,
unbelievable
harmonica player. What is the term for that? Harmonicist?
Harp player, harmonicist. Guy with a toy on stage.
I mean,
you could buy him a Cracker Barrel. I mean, come on.
He's got great chops. Chris, I hope you're listening to this. You take this up with your
he's gonna kill me.
Your man later. Just the fact that he, and then you've got your bass player. What's his name?
Dangerous Dave Messler.
There we go.
Yep.
And he's
just
he's phenomenal. Remarkable.
Just phenomenal.
Right.
The stuff that Dave can do on that bass, which is, you know, and that's, I'm glad you brought that up, because one of the things that's important to me is that, you know, there's four of us, so 25% each, if you will, in the band.
Yeah.
And so it's important to me that everybody gets their shine on stage.
I see.
So I want to make sure that everybody has the opportunity to solo, to have a moment in the spotlight. So, you know, because Chris and I are trade off being a lead instrument, which is it just lends itself to that.
Right.
But bass doesn't usually get a solo. Drums don't usually get a solo.
Right.
So it's very important
to
me.
And in that regard, keeping with what you said earlier, you have a new drummer now.
We do, Alondre Jefferson.
Yeah.
He's really he's taken the throne, if you will, with a drummer term.
Yep.
And he's doing great. You
very
know?
Good. It's called the Stone Cold Blues Band. Brett Wellman is here. He is the guy who put all this together some many years ago, and he's going to be with us here for a few more minutes. Stay with me. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
My dog was in bad shape, and I was scared. I had never seen her so sick, and my mind was racing. what to do, who to call. I mean, I raised her from a puppy. She's like my best friend. A few years ago, she developed diabetes, and I've been following her daily regimen carefully. But that morning, something just wasn't right. She could barely move, and I thought, I'm losing my dog. I called a friend, and he said, call Dr. Pliskin. So I called Mahan Animal Clinic. They put me through immediately, and Dr. Pliskin said to get her there right away. Turns out, her blood sugar had dropped dramatically, but he knew exactly what to do. I guess you know. There's no other place I would go knowing that Mahan Animal Clinic and Dr. Pliskin are there for me and Aerith.
Special people and special care for those you love. Mahan Animal Clinic on Mahan Drive near Costco. On the web at mahananimalclinic.com or call 402-0557.
Children are curious and eager learners. Young children learn best when they experience life firsthand in play. FSU Child Care and Early Learning Program knows how to spark their innate desire to find out, figure out, and solve problems through the course of everyday events. Their teachers provide the expert guidance children need to capture and extend their natural eagerness to learn. If you want your child to learn and grow in a safe environment that promotes lifelong learning, call FSU Child Care and Early Learning Program today or visit them online at childcare.fsu.edu. FSU Child Care and Early Learning Program, working together to provide every child with a rich learning environment. Call today, 850-644-7970. 850-644-7970.
Now we're really talking. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
We're back. We're talking with Brett Wellman. Now, the business of being in business as a musician. Do you recognize among your colleagues the same level of business acumen? Are they as proficient that way, or do you feel like that's kind of where we suffer a bit, huh?
First off, part of the challenge of being a gigging musician mm-hmm. is that you don't get out to see a lot of gigs from others, yeah. a lot of shows from others. So
they're not calling you for advice. How do you? I mean, honestly, you mean the longevity and not just that, but your calendar stays pretty tight.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I don't know. Music. The only way you're gonna learn an instrument is to practice. Mm-hmm. The only way a band's gonna become tight is by practicing. Mm-hmm. And both on stage, every time you perform, it's a performance, but you're also practicing mm-hmm. in that regard. Mm-hmm. It's more time you're clocking together. Mm-hmm. But you got to put in the hours behind the scenes, hours and hours and hours.
And that's not easy when, in this town especially, maybe in a lot of places, everybody has a day job.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
So in addition to everything else you do as players with your music, you're working to take care of the home front.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got to work all of this into that.
That's right. I give you an example. Avis Berry in mm. Revival, they played at the BBC last Saturday
Just
night.
Just this last Saturday.
Yeah, and we broadcast it live. Somebody, I was not able to be at the show because I was playing somewhere, but a friend of mine was
she
there.
She was shocked.
I know. And they said, she just makes it look so easy.
She's remarkable.
Well, she makes it look easy because she does it so much. Yeah. And that's what people don't understand.
Yeah.
It's like with anything else. So somebody that can just do something, fluid.
Well, professional athletes come to mind.
Okay, they're right? Perfect, right.
Baseball especially.
Mm-hmm.
These MLB Hall of Fame inductees. Talking about when they were pitching at 6 years old
and
throwing the four-seam fastball.
Right.
Man, when I was 6 years old, I was just trying to find the paint box and my brush.
I know. I didn't even know how to tie my shoes yet. Are you kidding me?
So there is that kind of protocol, I guess you'd say, or discipline, mm-hmm. right? Regiment.
There is. There's a lot of
that
discipline
just goes into
it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a matter of taking the art seriously.
Hmm. And in that regard, do you think... In Tallahassee, there are those who do and those who don't.
Well, you're always going to have that. Absolutely, you have your weekend warriors, and those are the bands that don't practice and they show up at the bar in their jeans and t-shirt and, mm-hmm. you know, throw their equipment together real fast, blow the dust off of it, and they just play.
You see, that is one of the concerns that I hear issued and then echoed a lot among musicians who are serious. And I think of Drew Tillman or mm-hmm. Sarah Mack, Danny Bedrosian, yeah, Royce Lovett, all of these people who will say to me, you know, it's tough. Jerry Thigpen, he mm-hmm. says, I don't play Tallahassee much. I yeah. play out of town if I really want to get paid. Mm-hmm. And the concept there is that because of Florida State, FAMU, TCC, you have this constant influx of musicians.
Mm-hmm. Or people that think they're musicians. There is a difference.
Who are willing to play for free.
That's right. You give me free beer, yeah. and I'll sit here for 3 hours on a stool, and I'll bang on this guitar
yeah, yeah.
and howl.
And that then means there's a kind of glut in the market for free mm-hmm. talent. Mm-hmm. Puts pressure then on those who expect to be paid. Mm-hmm. And I think about it. You know, four guys in a band playing for 2.5, maybe 3 hours. You're doing two sets. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the night, you've got $100.
Mm-hmm. Each.
Yeah. I'm talking $100. That's $25
Oh, each. Well, those days are gone for me because I learned to say no.
Okay.
It was a crazy hard concept to embrace,
yeah.
but I learned to say no.
So there's that too that you have
to
be willing to,
push back. To walk away.
Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, it's yeah. like that in any business. It's just not worth.
But you know what I think? I think too then that Tallahassee doesn't benefit.
You know, I mean, it's a circular effect, right? And blame goes across the board. Part of it is blame is to the venues because they just want somebody sitting in the corner so. Strumming a guitar so they can say they have live music.
Right,
they just want to be able to market
fill
themselves.
The
live music
yeah.
Friday night makes no yeah. difference who it is,
right.
quality of it. We got live music because people will come out for live music and they don't charge a cover charge. And so you get what you pay for.
Right.
And not to say that a free show isn't worth going and listening to or being a part of, but
it's just not sustainable.
It's just not sustainable.
I don't think.
The other side of it is the fault of the musicians. The musicians, mm-hmm. they'll show up. Some won't act professionally. They use profanity. They play inappropriate songs for whatever type of venue it is.
I noticed that about you guys. You're pretty straight up, and you're always dressed well. You've mm-hmm. got the vest going on, and the
yep.
you know, you got a look about you that is definitely part of your signature.
So I tell my guys, I want us. My goal is that we get mistaken as to be part of the staff of the venue we're playing in.
Ah,
that's what I
interesting.
Want.
Interesting. Speaking of venues, you've got this new show. Live from the BBC.
It's awesome, isn't it?
Saturday nights. I'm really enjoying it. Because I'm an old guy, okay?
Right, right.
So you got to drag me out there on a Saturday night. No, I'm in my jammies, you know.
With your cigar.
I'm sitting back with my cigar, and I bring up Moose Magnificat on the app, right, on
right.
my phone. And I'm listening to Brett Wellman introduce some of the best blues talent in the country.
It's unbelievable.
Walking through our town live from the BBC. How did this come about for you? And I mean, your relationship with the club goes way back, right?
Gary yeah, I've Anton. Known Gary for years. And when the tree fell on it last yeah. spring, I was one of the few people that was lucky enough to be involved with the rebuild project, you know, the financial
kind of
side of it.
A fundraiser thingy?
Did a huge fundraiser at the Moon last July. It was a year ago, just a couple weeks ago, and raised nice. 20 grand for them in that one night and got nice. The place rebuilt. They got central heating and air, which is just awesome,
that
which
is cool.
you know, a nice yeah. improvement out there.
Yeah.
And Gary and Kim are just the sweetest people in the world. They are so nice. And so when this opportunity came up at Moose Magnificat, I mean, I jumped at the opportunity to be the host of it. I mean, how cool is that to help out in that way?
Yeah, indeed.
I
found myself having attended the club many times
mm-hmm.
since. But when you walk in, you say about Gary and Kim, you have the sense that you're in their home.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Well, you know, Gary married us, my wife and I, at the BBC on stage.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Yeah, December 9th will be 2 years.
Well, man alive, you... heart and soul.
As I say, he blessed me with marrying me. As he would say, he put the curse on me. But, you know, he's looking at it from a blues standpoint.
Well, we're going to be looking forward again tonight from the Bradfordville Blues Club. Brett will be hosting this wonderful presentation. It's on Moose Magnificat, which if you're unfamiliar, simple enough, go to moosemagnificat.com. Go to your phone. Either Android or iPhone. If you go to iPhone, you have to put in Moose Magnificat Radio when you're doing the search. Android will simply accept Moose Magnificat. In any case, download this free app. It's free of any ads, and you're going to have a great time.
It's great. I listen to it all the time.
We'll be looking forward tonight to the show.
Yeah, tonight's going to be a Zydeco blues and rock band. Next week is JB Zydeco Zoo, which is going to be awesome. So another Zydeco local band.
Yeah, yeah.
And then September 28th, my band's going to be there.
Man,
so
what a lineup.
Yep.
Brett Wellman, my friends, there he is. There he goes. He's got more to do. Brett, thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Brian. It's always a pleasure.
Stay with me. We've got more coming up after the top of the hour. You're in tune with Tallahassee Talks.
In 1945, Jack Whiddon started a glass company in Tallahassee. Now, over 70 years and three generations later, it's still working every day, doing just as Jack wanted, giving his customers real solutions for replacing window glass, providing custom cut mirrors, and supplying superior bath and shower enclosures. Local building contractors know Whiddon Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. They prefer Whiddon because of their precision and mastery of eye-catching storefront glass and countertop glass. It's a fact. When you choose Whiddon Glass, you're working with real glass people who will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. It's what Jack Whiddon wanted, and it's been the Whiddon way of doing business for over 70 years. Whiddon Glass, Tallahassee's first family in glass since 1945. Call Whiddon Glass today or visit them online, 850-222-5781 or whiddenglass.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Flanagan. You're listening to Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Welcome back to the second hour, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Talking about all the cool things that are Tallahassee, the cool people that are doing them. And we've got a few announcements here for you. City of Tallahassee is proud to be the recipient of the AARP Community Challenge Grant. This was announced earlier last week. City Parks and Recreation Neighborhood Affairs Department was selected out of more than 1,600 applicants to receive $8,880 for the construction of the linear park that will be constructed in the Greater Bond neighborhood as part of the Neighborhood First Plan. Well, congratulations. Tallahassee is an age-friendly community. And I know because I'm aged. Community known for creating environments for everyone, those young and young at heart. So then, Mayor Pro Tem Curtis Richardson, Commissioner Richardson, said, "We are delighted that AARP selected the city to be a grant recipient. Look forward to adding another vibrant public space that will increase access to health, fitness, and social connections within our community." All right. Well, good for Tallahassee there. And let's see. What else have I got for you? I think I mentioned this in the first hour. Our friends over there at Frenchtown Marketplace, they have a farmers market information program. Now, this is actually every Saturday. From 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., the Big Bend region's only market to accept and double your SNAP or EBT purchases, right? So if you've got SNAP or EBT, you can actually double your value when you make purchases there at the farmer's market. Up to $40, it says. Purchases up to $40, you get double the value. And they want you to check Instagram and Facebook for weekly updates. Or you can contact them, frenchtownmarketplace@gmail.com. So this is all very good stuff. Frenchtown Marketplace doing their thing. Looking forward to that, and looking forward to their festival that they've got coming up, I believe, in October. I want to say October the 12th. We'll find out about that. But, man, they've been doing that, too. They've had a Frenchtown festival the last several years. Early reports are this one's going to blow the top off. They're really going to dig in a little further and create even more interest, more music, activities for kids and food and art and all kinds of things going on with the Frenchtown folks. Happy for them. We'll talk to you a little bit here about Taller Trees. If you don't know these guys, Tyler Denning, Jake Dane, they're going to be with me here this hour performing live on our stage. Well, not a stage, more like soundstage. From the studios of Moose Magnificat, that's where we are. And they're a good example of the kind of music that we like to promote. And so they're going to bring their samplings. They got a new EP coming out. We'll talk with them about that album. And they have an interesting history, and much of it is, in my mind, is representative of the kinds of things that happen here, musically speaking, in that we have two major universities and a community college that attracts young musicians looking for schooling. They found that to be the case here, Tyler and Jake, along with a couple of other bandmates, and they began performing as students and then moved on and decided to stay on, which is kind of one of two options there. If you talk to people like Drew Tillman and Jerry Thigpen, they'll say, well, you know, we just decided to put roots down here and have families, and they do, you know, spouses and kids and such. Sarah Mack's a good example of that. They've got a show, I believe, coming up at the Theater Tallahassee. It's kind of a reunion show for the Sarah Mack Band. They've got a new album out. But in any case, it is typical of what happens. And so with those groups that decide, hey, we're going to stay on here, we're going to continue to perform here, making Tallahassee their home, we are better off. I mean, as a result, because the music scene has continued to inch forward, some would say at a kind of glacial pace, nonetheless, we do see this happening, and we're doing our part in trying to promote local music for you. That's what our radio station's all about. We're the only radio station in town that plays all local musicians their original songs all the time. And so when it comes down to it, if you really like the sound of Tallahassee, well, there you go. And I want to encourage you to support the station. We are, indeed, listener-supported, just like public radio. We don't have any third-party grants or funding coming in. I mean, what a great idea. You should look into that. But we're there because you care. And you can show how much you care by contributing to Moose Magnificat. Simple enough. Go to moosemagnificat.com. There's a button that says, I think it says join us or support us or something. Become a patron. You click on that button and it takes you to the patron account. And then you pledge $5 a month or $100 a month, whatever you want to do. You can name an amount or you can pick one of the categories. And we show our appreciation by sending you stuff, you know, posters or T-shirts or mugs or whatever we've got on hand. Basically, what I do is I just raid Carl's closet. I just start pulling T-shirts out of his stash because, man, the guy's got T-shirts that are phenomenal. No, I'm teasing. But maybe that's a good idea, Carl. Maybe you would be willing to contribute to the cause. We take one of your famous T-shirts and just auction it off. What do you think? Good idea? Bad idea. Okay, he's rolling his eyes. Not good. Well, in any case, you have opportunity, my friend, to participate in this directly check it out, moosemagnificat.com. And in the interim, also, I will mention that our Tallahassee Food Challenge continues with the good help of our friends at the ever-popular Gain Street Pies. They are the presenting sponsor once again this year for Tallahassee Food Challenge. In that regard, let me remind you that as we are now heading into the month of August, it's a critical time. You know, school is out. There are no school lunches. There are no school breakfasts. And a lot of these families struggle to put food on the table from day to day. Remember that food scarcity in Leon County is the highest in the state per county. Yeah. So the food challenge simply is there to remind you and I, hunger never takes a vacation. And it's time right now to go and find a way to contribute. Well, hey, the Tallahassee Food Challenge is a great place to do that. You go to TallahasseeFoodChallenge.com. There is a listing of all the local food assistance charities with directions on how and what you can contribute, whether it's in kind or in cash. Do it. Take the challenge, fill a bowl, feed the hungry. You stay with me.
Children are curious and eager learners. Young children learn best when they experience life firsthand in play. FSU Child Care and Early Learning Program knows how to spark their innate desire to find out, figure out, and solve problems through the course of everyday events. Their teachers provide the expert guidance children need to capture and extend their natural eagerness to learn. If you want your child to learn and grow in a safe environment that promotes lifelong learning, call FSU Child Care and Early Learning Program today or visit them online at childcare.fsu.edu. FSU Child Care and Early Learning Program, working together to provide every child with a rich learning environment. Call today, 850-644-7970. 850-644-7970.
Good morning, friends. This is your friend, Dr. Benjamin Franklin. We're talking with Brian Cerny on Tallahassee Talks.
In keeping with our theme for today's broadcast, taller trees is a good example, and I've got a couple of the principals there. Tyler Denning is with us, and Jake Dane. Don't confuse him with Jake Den.
Happens all the time.
Who goes by, he's not involved in music at all. Jake Den is somebody else entirely. Jake Dane, one of the most principal parts of this group. And then you've got a couple of other players too. Let's welcome to the show Tyler Denning, Jake Dane. How are you guys?
Doing great.
Doing pretty good. Thank you for pronouncing my name correctly.
I did.
I really do appreciate
it. I did try
that.
To oblige you.
You nailed it.
There is actually a change in personnel, isn't there? Except Yeah.
Well, we have undergone several personnel changes over the years. Tallahassee has a reputation of kind of being a revolving door of musicians and people in general.
Yeah.
And so currently, Jake and I are the
you're it.
We're the ones that play every show, mm-hmm. and
you are the taller trees.
We are the trees that have stood.
But you are taller than the other. Taller tree.
Am I the tallest tree?
That's the way he selects his people.
Who's to say?
I've been putting together the pieces for a long time.
So you have to stand
now.
Up against the wall, mm-hmm. right? And then they measure your height yep. and all that yeah. stuff.
See, originally we had, well, not originally, one of the people that we had in the group was Tim Rock, and he was taller than Tyler, so that just didn't work out.
No, so we killed him.
So we. Yeah.
I was going to say, yeah. what happened to him?
He became soil.
He's gone.
Yeah.
Fertilizer.
Tree saw of fodder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, that's weird. Now, in relation to the music, your website says soul rock. What is soul rock?
Soul rock is the shortest way to say that it comes from blues, jazz, funk, and kind of manifests in what sounds like rock with some pop. You know, different elements like that, and it changes. If you listen to a whole set, you know, we'll do some straight New Orleans funk, we'll do some some blues rock, we'll do some R&B, we'll do some hip hop, gotcha. And then some pop stuff, like some Michael Jackson type of things.
I think you and I first met, you were doing a gig for the Four Points Hotel here a couple of years back, their wedding expo thingy, and you know, we tend to lean in a bit when we are about town and come across music that stands out there. You know, it's as we have said in this show today, I had Brett Wellman with me in the first hour. Brett's been at it for a decade or better, and then being able to maintain that momentum. So you say this revolving door here in Tallahassee. Mm. You experienced that, Jake?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mm. I mean, I've been kind of a part of that. I think me and Tyler are going to become a part of that in the beginning of September or mid-September. We're both moving. Kind of just the way it is. I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that there is a ratio to Tallahassee where it's, you know, a certain amount of FSU students, at music school students, and local kids. Yeah. There's not as many local musicians as there are FSU music students. Yeah, yeah. So I think what happens there is that a lot of those music students, they end up graduating.
Mm-hmm.
Tallahassee kind of has a pretty shallow ceiling for, again, with, like, you know, payment and things like that, which make it hard for musicians to survive. So they have to move to places like New Orleans and LA and New York and places like that to try to find a place that's actually going to make a little bit more money for them.
I had the opportunity to ask Brett that question. You know, where does that lie? And he pointed to the constant flow of music. Mm-hmm. In other words, there's this endless supply of musicians and performers and songwriters coming up because of the university system, particularly. So there's that aspect, but then there's the general public. You'd be able to get it for free. Mm-hmm. Or there's that sort of expectation that is created by this third component, and that would be all the venues who don't ask for a cover, or they're not paying the bands, or if they are, they're paying very little. And so we just feel like, well, why should I have to pay? I'm drinking the beer, I'm eating the food. What's the deal? What do you think Tallahassee needs to do? Is there anything Tallahassee can do to change that scenario?
There is a good population of Tallahassee that does appreciate that the music, and if you need evidence, check out the Bradfordville Blues Club. They sell out shows all the time for original music, you know, outside of town, you know.
Right, right.
You got to drive to get there. But there's a difference in going out to drink with your friends and listen to music and knowing an artist's music and seeking it out to listen to those songs you know and love. So because there's not really much of a industry infrastructure in Tallahassee, there's not a lot of incentive to put original music out. There are a lot of places to play cover songs and get paid just fine. Jake and I have both.
Made, at that point, made your living. Background music, right?
Your
live music,
which is funny because that's kind of a lot of times where the set list, where the songs that you play, it's influenced by that because you're kind of playing the hits. You know, you're playing bar music, which is a mix of funk and hip hop and things like that, because you know that that's going to appeal to everybody for the most part.
What Tallahassee can do, it's on its way with venues like Cascades and the Pavilion. The Moon has always done a great job of bringing in recognized national acts, because that's the thing is, you know, when you go and see a show on a Friday night at the Moon, that, you know, a band that's your favorite band, that kind of sparks your interest to see what other live music is going on in this town.
Right.
But when you can't ever find that and you have to drive to Atlanta or Jacksonville every time to see a band like that, it kind of solidifies this block in your head that, well, there's no music in Tallahassee.
Yeah.
And you just...
It reinforces the stereotype.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we're getting there.
If that happens where you have venues, and you mentioned a few of them, that can seat, let's say 500. You know, if you're playing to a crowd at Jam or at the Moon or even BBC, you know, Brett and I were talking about, well, you know, they can seat probably 100 people, right? And that's tight. It's a listening room. You know, it's not a theater.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, you're going to pay a $25 ticket price at BBC, which from my standpoint is highly affordable and very reasonable. And you pay that much for lunch, you know. And you're going to get, what, 2 hours, maybe longer, 2.5 hours of entertainment?
Something like that, maybe around three.
Yeah.
But you, with breaks and stuff, you're playing music for about 2 hours, yeah. 2.5 hours.
We're talking with Tyler Denning, Jake Dane. Taller Trees is the name of the group. You stay with me. You're in tune with Tallahassee Talks.
The devastation is unparalleled in our history. The massive damage, displacement, and loss of life are staggering. The recovery will be long and painful. Hurricane Michael has left its mark with us forever. Through it all, the remarkable devotion of utility service personnel, emergency management leaders, law enforcement and first responders, community relief organizations, and the hundreds of volunteers bringing aid and comfort to thousands of people here and across the region has been nothing less than heroic. It's hard to know how to express our gratitude, but right here, right now, this is our heartfelt word of thanks to all of you, our heroes, the men and women who have stepped up and remain determined to win this fight, and no doubt will go on caring and serving. Thank you. From Sellers Tile on Capitol Circle Northeast, quality tile, carpet, hardwood flooring, mosaics, ceramic, and vinyl solutions, call 656-8453 or online at sellerstile.com.
Bringing you whatever Tallahassee is talking about this week. Tallahassee Talks. Brian Cerny.
We're back. We're talking about the music scene in Tallahassee, and we've got some of the best examples of that in Jake Dane, Tyler Denning. Taller Trees is the name of the group. If you don't know about their music, check them out online. Simple enough. TallerTreesMusic.com is the website, and they are all over Moose. Man, we have just stuffed all of their songs into our radio station, and it's been a big hit. There's a lot of folks that listen, and on Moose Magnificat, you have the ability to select or choose, I guess you'd say, or request a song to be played, right? It's all done in the modern world of digital reality. You know, you can go in there and say, hey, I want to hear Taller Trees. Well, you guys come up big time.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of people asking to hear your music. Moose Magnificat, as you know quite well, is the only radio station playing all local musicians their original songs all the time. So when that happens, we feel like we're helping to elevate not just the awareness, but we're trying to reinforce the strength of these original tunes. And you've got one of them here for us today. This is a song called Caught. Tell us about the song.
It started out as it's a bit. I've used the word sinister before, but real.
Because you were thinking of Jake in that, right?
Yeah, here. Mostly just sinister vibes.
Yeah,
that's right.
I get that.
Yeah,
yeah. It's
a vibe I try to exude.
Yeah, well, it's working, man.
It's a commentary on the dating game, the pursuit of someone you're
interested
in.
That's why I can't relate to this song, because, you know, let's see, that was about 400 years ago for me.
When did they invent dating? 1950.
Sure, okay. All right, that's enough. Back to the song. This is called Caught, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's you pursue someone and you think you're in control of the situation, and then they turn around and ditch you or something like that, and the catch line is, it's a dangerous game that won't stop as long as you're the one catching.
I see.
And never the one getting caught.
So the predator becomes the prey.
Yeah.
What a lovely thought.
It's just a real talk.
Were you sober when you wrote this? I mean, what? You have no recollection.
No
of
comment.
It.
I woke up on my notebook and it was all there with the ink on my face.
I can relate to that. Okay, so we're going to take a moment. We've got these two fine musicians with us, Tyler Denning, Jake Dane, Taller Trees, performing for you right here on our stage at Tallahassee Talks. Courtesy of the good folks with Moose Magnificat Radio. So if you don't get enough today, I encourage you to tune in. You can go to the website, TallahasseeTalks.com, learn all about them, and go to MooseMagnificat.com, download the app, It's a free app, no ads. Great, great fidelity. Sounds great on your phone. And you'll be listening to these young men and along with all of the other great musicians that is Tallahassee. We're gonna go to the song here in just a second. In fact, your songwriting, I mean, I'm joking around with you, but as I recall you just talking about this in the past, your songwriting is a really disciplined sort of practice for you. It isn't just sort of you get up one morning and all of a sudden there's a song in your head. I mean, I'm sure that happens. But as I recall, you have a more structured approach to that. Tell us about songwriting.
It's one of those things where there's a lot of cliches I can say, like, I just say some words and then an idea comes out. Mm. It's never really... I'm not the most disciplined with songwriting. Mm. I come up with a guitar part and then say, what kind of words, what kind of theme does this guitar part sound like?
I got you.
So I don't say, you know, dating's weird. I think I'd like to write about it. It's just the guitar part was kind of spooky sounding.
Right.
And then a real life situation kind of just sparked, well, this sounds...
Strengthens the notion for you. Jake, do you come at the songwriting process in the same way? Are you kind of waiting for his lead and then you come in following that? How does that all work between you?
Yeah, I mean, Tyler's like being the principal songwriter. Mm-hmm. I kind of just come in if he ever is like, hey, mm-hmm. I need to bounce some ideas off of you, or gotcha. Maybe let's figure out a bridge for this part or something.
Right.
Then
right.
I can help in that regard. But usually, I mean, he's the majority of the songs he's written by himself, so he doesn't really need much help.
But Jake is the bridge master.
I see.
I'll write a verse chorus, and then bring it to the band or you know to Jake and say, well, where do we go from here?
Where do we go?
Especially right. on this upcoming EP, that was a common.
This theme. Song is a part of that.
It is, yes.
So that's coming out in August.
August 2nd,
the release of your EP. What's the title for that?
Self-titled. It's Taller Trees.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So we have Taller Trees EP coming out August 2nd, and we're privileged enough to get a sneak peek with these two guys playing their song Caught right here on Tallahassee Talks. Let's take a listen.
Survey the scene. A man on a boat with a line in the water, an angler's dream. Is intended for somebody's daughter. Just wait, there's plenty of them hiding under the waves. If there's a bite, he'll be reeling her in all night. And that's how it goes. Whether you know it or not, there's a chance you'll get caught in a snare, strung up in the air. But it's only fair. It's a dangerous game that won't stop. It won't stop as long as you're the one catching, never the one getting caught. Up in the air, but it's only fair.
It's a dangerous game that won't stop. It won't stop. As long as you're the one catching, never the one getting caught. It goes, whether you know it or not, there's a chance you'll get caught in a snare strung up in her hair. But it's only fair. It's a dangerous game that won't stop. It won't stop. As long as you're the one catching, never the one getting caught.
Hi, I'm Josh, and this is an ad for Super Signs. We were going to do an ad that was funny or maybe really dramatic, you know, something clever, but that just didn't work. So I'm just going to tell you, Super Signs is great. I mean, they're really great. And it's not just me saying it. Lots of people posting and talking to their friends. Here's one. We are so happy with all our signs and banners by Super Signs. Highly recommend. Here's another. These guys are awesome. They run their business with great quality and service. Our lighted sign looks fantastic. I can't rave enough. Super Signs does the really big stuff, like outdoor lighted signs, vehicle wraps, wall murals, and all the banners, the yard signs, and indoor signs too. So for your business or your birthday party, Super Signs is your sign company. So that's it. That's our ad. Super Signs is great. I mean, really, really, really great. You should call them, 422-1883, or go to their website, yoursupersigns.com. How's that for clever?
Hi, I'm Jerry.
And I'm Pete.
And we're with the Jerry Thigpen Trio, and you're listening to Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
We're back. We're in touch with the topic here. Music in Tallahassee, Tallahassee's music scene, near and dear to the hearts of many, yours truly included. Tyler Denning and Jake Dane are examples of that. Put this group together, Taller Trees, a few years back. Guys, I know that for you, and you've said this sort of regretfully, you're at that point where now it's time for you to have to pull up stakes and move on. What does that look like? Where are you headed? Are you going to try to stay together? Or what does the future hold, huh?
I think right now the matter at hand is to
survive.
Send well. that's too heavy. That's too heavy.
Sorry. Okay.
is to try to send ourselves off from this town with a bang. We've got some shows booked, and in the short term, we're trying to put everything we have into these shows and just make it. Think Tallahassee, you know.
That's cool.
Try to make events out of all these shows coming up, and then to part ways as we always knew, hoped, expected might happen. And I've had my eye on Nashville for a while, and Jake is on his way to Atlanta, and you know we're not gonna be part of the crowd that really trash talks Tallahassee. It's just a matter of more options and more musical infrastructure. Moose Magnificat and what y'all are doing is a unique thing here.
Definitely.
And there are so many of those types of things in bigger cities. Mm. That's just a matter of city size. It's not that Tallahassee's doing anything wrong. It's just a matter of
We are
people.
A population of less than 500,000 people.
Yeah. Mm.
I mean, if you go to the metro, if you figure five counties, you're just under 5 million or 500,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, 200,000, let's call it Leon County proper, roughly. There's a kind of, I don't know, you, I guess, uh, a connectedness among musicians, and I asked Brett about this. Do you find that other musicians are likely to be supportive and, you know, there's a kind of camaraderie there? Or is there just the opposite? It's sort of like, hey, leave me alone. You're my competition. Or
not in this town.
Definitely not in this town. I mean, I'm sure that there's some people, but we definitely don't know that. I mean, we know a lot of the local musicians in town because everybody's brushed shoulders just from playing out at the venues. And most people, kind of most of the other musicians, whenever they're off, which is rare on a weekend, but whenever they're off, they'll come and come to Fire Betty's and see and sit in, or or even just sit out in the crowd and in the audience and watch, because everybody really.
So you guys are all fans respect. As well.
There's a mutual respect, and that's something I think that shouldn't go unnoticed.
Huh.
It's crucial to the success of a scene, because it's a scene like this. There's only so many branches, and if there's not support mutually, then
Whenever I talk to people who are generally speaking creatives, right, in whatever particular manner they may be, visual art, performing art, etc., music, more than one person has said that people of that kind are horrible at promotion. They're just not good promoters. They're not good marketing people. They're not good managers. They don't manage their money, their schedules.
Because they can hardly manage themselves.
I mean, just balancing the checkbook is a challenge. So, I mean, so for that reason, I've asked this question before. Why isn't there a more cohesive kind of relationship among musicians, a kind of league or guild?
Like a union.
Kind of like that. That would stand up and say to bar owners, look, guys, here's the rate.
Yeah.
Right?
So, I don't know where you were going with this, but I have to say, we almost tried that when
we've tried it a few times.
And there's it's hard. I think everybody kind of ends up touring out of town over the weekends, and they kind of lose that drive, they kind of lose that that conviction, I guess, that everybody had when we started and we were all in a room together.
They feel it when they don't get paid for the last gig, and after that it's all kind of by the books.
That's right.
All right, guys, we have one more song here. This is called Leave You Behind. Is that right?
That's right.
Also from this newly crafted, soon to be released EP, self-titled, Taller Trees, coming out August 2nd. They got a whole bunch of shows coming up before they leave town, but we've got them here now, so we're going to take a listen to Leave You Behind. Go ahead.
One, two, three.
Up too much space in my mind. I'm looking ahead. got miles to go. I gotta pull myself away. I don't wanna go, don't need to stay, but I can't think about it forever. It's been too long. I gotta move on. You're taking up too much space in my mind. I'm looking ahead, so I gotta leave you behind.
Yeah.
Well, there you have it, my friend, my good buddies, Jake and Tyler. Thanks for being here, guys. Great music today.
It's been a pleasure.
Always, always, always a pleasure. Folks, we're the production of Alcon Media and Entertainment, coming to you from the studios of Moose Magnificat in the heart of Tallahassee. You can find Moose Magnificat online, playing all local musicians, all original songs, all the time. MooseMagnificat.com. Our executive producer is Carl Cerny. I'll be looking for you again next week. So come on, Tallahassee. Come talk to me.
Whidden Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Whidden Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Whidden Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Whidden Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Whidden's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Whidden Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Whidden's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Whidden Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Whidden is known for taking care of business. Whidden Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.